Okay, Sonny, let's recall your high school and college days and the reason why you left Alabama.
It was a trumpet in Edis McCool. His brother named Charles McCool. Al Keen came to my band, too. They, you know, was passing through different things like that. Nathaniel Atkins was a trombone player. And a trumpet player named Alvin Robinson, he was in that band, too. Ivy Williams played bass, and Melvin Caswell played drums in that band. And it was like a select group of musicians who all was very nice, who didn't get drunk or use drugs or nothing. They were very interested in the band, and we just getting out of high school, and they were really coordinated together. Then I decided I didn't want to be a leader on this planet in any capacity. So I left the band and went to college because I had a scholarship, A&M College in Huntsville, Alabama. That college, you didn't fool around. You had to get your lessons because they want to keep the A rating. So then when I did that, they didn't believe I was going to do it. So I said, I don't want to be a leader in any capacity on planet Earth. So I'm just going to give up music and just be a teacher. So I took teacher training. And then here come the band. Everybody in the band came to the college. And then they didn't have no money and they didn't have no scholarship. I said, well, you can't do this. They said, well, wherever you go, we're going. I said, but you create a problem for me because you can't just, and they moved in the dormitories, got them beds and everything. The dean came around. He wanted to know about the situation. They still said they're going to stay if I stayed. The president got in, the college got in, and finally they decided they let the band stay and they gave them a scholarship, everybody a scholarship. So that I wound up still being a leader. My whole destiny could have been changed because at a university there, top university in Florida, they wanted to give me a scholarship there, and I didn't take it. The president's son wanted us to come there. First Bet was not interested in commercial things. It was most unusual band. They weren't interested, and they never tried. They was quite content to stay in Birmingham, and so was I, because I was among friends, and I had a lot of offers. I didn't go nowhere, because I considered friends the most valuable asset people can have on the planet. Why should I leave my friends? So I stayed there, and everybody thought I would never leave. And I didn't leave until, according to the Cosmos, my last friend in Birmingham died, and I left. Because a member of the family told me, your last friend is dead. And other members of the family said, you shouldn't say that to him. And the woman repeated, hear what I said, your last friend is dead. And I left. That's why I left Birmingham.